What's up, my fitness family? I'm gonna share with you today how to work out your legs without getting sore. Deep Thoughts by Brent Kasman. So, is this possible? Yes, it's possible, or else I wouldn't be teaching a topic on it. So, and it's on the internet, so it's gotta be possible, right? So, anyways, if you haven't subscribed, definitely subscribe. Mash that notification bell, that way you're notified as all my new content comes out. I love teaching people simple hacks to get the best results with the least amount of effort. So, you know, cooking, food prep, workouts, how to not get sore, all of these things, they are possible. So it's just teaching you and understanding the differences of all of it. So if you just want the workout, itself, you know, just go check out best leg workout, no soreness, but all the benefits. So I also have that video in there for you too as well, so that way you don't have to go ahead and try to write it yourself. So why is this even a topic? Because people freaking hate doing legs because they hate getting sore. They're like, man, I really just don't want to do this because I don't feel like not being able to walk up the stairs, falling over and not being able to pick up stuff because my legs hurt. But they know that there's benefit to it. You don't want to sit there and just do upper body because then you look a little goofy. So you want to make sure you're hitting your legs at the same time because it also has major benefits. Like by doing legs, you get the most growth hormone produced through your body because your body has to work harder to heal such a big muscle than all the other smaller muscles in your body. So there's a lot of the benefits to it as well. So here's how you do it. So there's a couple different strategies for working out in general. There's strength and power versus hypertrophy. There's volume versus frequency. And there's, you know, many other techniques as well. But those are a couple of the different ones that people are most familiar with, for one. And two, it's the difference between soreness and not soreness, you know. So the difference between saying, oh, you know what, I did a little bit of work, you could feel a little bit, but it's not like crippling where you just don't want to move and don't want to get out of bed and, you know, just want to lay in Epsom salt baths. So and no one really wants that at the end of the day. I mean, well, I shouldn't say that. Some people love being sore, so it's cool, it's fine, you know, whatever it is. You know, if you like being sore, go do the opposite of what I'm trying to teach then. So to not get sore, you know, strength and power are a great form of not getting sore. So hypertrophy is a good way to get sore. So the difference between them both is low reps versus high reps. And volume is just meaning you're doing tons of sets of a body part so that way you don't, well, you shouldn't train it more frequently throughout the week than if you're doing a high volume training program, meaning like 16, 20, 25 sets of a body part. Body part meaning like chest, you know, legs, back, shoulders, thighs, tries. You know, people isolate a single body part and they just hammer away at it. You know, it's like old school bodybuilder, you know, whatever. But it's out there. It's a technique. It's what, you know, it's in a lot of magazines. People read it and they're like, oh, I love how he or she looks and that's how I want to train. So they take their program and they annihilate their body. And hopefully don't get hurt. But if you take that power work and you take a higher frequency and less volume approach, then that's how you're going to get all the benefits without being immobilized. So you're going to take that low reps, like 5-6 sets of a body part, 4-6 sets of a body part, and you're going to train it more frequently through the week. So meaning like 2, 3, 4 times through the week to get fantastic results without that full body stiffness and not being able to move. So I really hope that you found this content valuable and you understand exactly what I'm trying to teach you. If you don't, you just want the program, you know, like I said, go check out that program specifically, which is the, best, leg workout without or no soreness and, all the benefits. So go check that one out to get that. But if you're just like, hey, you know what? I just want you to write my programs. I want you to write my meal plan. I want you to teach me like the fastest ways to do everything because I don't want to waste time anymore. Then jump on my website, BrentKasmer.com, click on Work with Brent, and then just, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're going to have a little form in there to fill out. And that way I understand where you're at, injuries, ailments, type of work that you do. So that way I understand how to, fulfill all of those things to make it the easiest for you. All right. So subscribe, mash that notification bell, share this stuff with people that also are just like you and want the same result with the least amount of work. And give me some love, show me some likes, and I'll see you in the next episode.